Cletus filled his mouth with more spicy red beans and chunks of salt pork. He glanced at Conrad.
Better feed the little bastard. He ain't got much meat on his bones. Morgan has the money, we'll give him the boy. If he don't, I'll kill the boy and his daddy myself.
Cletus walked over to a window of the shack.
I seen a half dozen Injuns on my way down into the valley. What the hell are they doing here?
Ned shrugged.
They don't bother nobody.
What breed are they?
We ain't rightly sure. Some old geezer we talked to claims they's ghosts.
Well, the ones I saw damn sure wasn't ghosts. Besides, there ain't no such thing as ghosts anyhow. One funny thing I remember about them, they didn't have no rifles. They just sat there on skinny Injun ponies and watched us ride down.
Don't pay them no heed.
Cletus left the window to retrieve the bottle while he forced more beans into his mouth.
All I care about is that damn cash money for bringing the kid. Injuns or no Injuns, I damn sure better get paid.
You'll get your money. Morgan will try to take back his boy without paying. But we're ready for that if it happens. Besides that, he's wounded now. We got him right where we want him.
You want me to untie this kid?
Skeeter held a tin plate of beans. Ned gave the boy a glance.
Yeah. Untie him so he can eat. He damn sure won't be going no place.
Skeeter put the plate down to begin untying the rope.
My father won't pay a dime to have you release me. He left me and my mother before I was born. He doesn't care what happens to me. You've all wasted your time.
Cletus wheeled toward the chair where Conrad was sitting.
You damn sure better be wrong about that boy, or this is where somebody will be digging your grave.
Skeeter gave Conrad a yellow-toothed grin.
We'll be burying you right beside your pappy, sonny, if this ground ain't too froze to dig.
He won't pay.
He damn sure better.
Ned glared at the youth with slitted eyes. A gust of wind rattled a loose window pane on one side of the shack. Cletus almost dropped his plate of beans to reach for his pistol.
You're kind of jumpy, ain't you?
Cletus directed a cold stare at Van Bergen.
It's what keeps me alive.
What the hell's the matter with him?
Who gives a damn? All he's got to do is stay alive until we collect that money. He can cough his goddamn head off for all I care. I
reckon we ought to put something on his ear.
Hell no. Leave him be. He ain't gonna bleed to death from no scratch like that. Hell, it's just a part of his ear.
Skeeter ducked his head and went over to the fireplace, taking down a tin coffee pot.
I'll go out and fetch some more snow so we can have some fresh coffee. This shit here tastes like wagon grease.
Suit yourself. Just be careful walking around out there. We don't know who's with Morgan, but we do know he's a pretty damn good shot.
Well, I won't have to go too far. Whew, it's still snowing like hell out here. I damn sure ain't took no liking to this here North Country. Be glad to get back where it's warm.
Skeeter Wolford tasted fear while he was out gathering fresh snow. There was something about Cletus Hewling that gave him a dose of worry. He saw Sammy coming toward him in the darkness after putting the horses in the shed behind the shack. Sammy walked up to him.
We best keep an eye on that Hewling feller. I don't trust a man who'll kill his partner just because he claims he got on his nerves.
I was thinking the same thing. He's liable to rob us of all the money after we get it, or kill every damn one of us in our sleep.
He's damn sure a sneaky bastard. I won't sleep a wink till this is over.
You keep your pistol handy.
I will.
Sammy glanced up and down the empty street running through the abandoned mining town, a roadway now covered with several inches of snow.
Besides that, we gotta keep an eye out for that bastard Morgan and his partner.
Just between you and me, Ned and Victor have gone plumb crazy over this whole idea. It was dumb to grab that kid again. Morgan didn't pay the last time. All he done was shoot the hell out of a bunch of us.
I don't need no reminder.
Time comes, if it don't look like Morgan intends to pay, I say we cut our losses and ride out of here.
But we come all this way.
What difference will it make how far we rode if we wind up dead?
Sammy nodded, knocking snowflakes off the brim of his hat.
Now we gotta watch out for Hewling. We're liable to be caught on two sides of a shootout.
Just don't sleep too hard. Let's get back inside before Ned gets edgy about us being gone.
They trudged through the snow to the door of the shack as the storm let up briefly. Sammy glanced over his shoulder at the rim of the valley.
Oh, yeah. Spooky place. Things just don't seem all that natural here.
Skeeter was about to open the door when he saw shapes moving on one of the slopes. He dropped the coffee pot and reached for his pistol.
Who the hell is that?
Injuns!
Sammy swept back the coattails of his Mackinaw, drawing his gun.
Far out of range for a handgun.
I count four.
Skeeter peered into a swirling curtain of small snowflakes.
What the hell are they doing here?
Better tell the boss.
Sammy pushed the door to the shack open. Skeeter bent down to pick up the coffee pot just as the four Indians rode out of sight into a stand of pines.
Injuns! We seen them just now!
Ned and Cletus rushed outside cradling rifles. Skeeter pointed to the spot where the four riders had disappeared.
Well, they're gone now.
How many?
Wasn't but four. They was up yonder on the mountain slope.
Well, I don't see a damn thing.
They rode into them trees. Haven't seen them since.
Ned lowered the muzzle of his Winchester.
Yeah, probably just passing through.
Probably the same ones I saw riding in. Like I told you, they didn't have no guns that I could see. Just sat there watching us.
How the hell with a bunch of Indians? All we need right now is to find Frank Morgan and find out how he aims to hand over that money for his kid.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.